family. I'm so happy to announce the launch of my brand new premium podcast. It's called Ideas That Matter Plus. This is an exciting new development that we've been working on for some time. This after seeing a lot of you request coming through saying thank you for what we've done and wanting more. Ideas That Matter Plus is a more targeted podcast that focuses on business strategies and more high-level thinking to help highly ambitious entrepreneurs, SMEs, business owners and founders, even the CEOs of big business. It only costs 450 Rand per month and will be coming in, but I mean coming in hot. So, subscribe now to Ideas That Matter Plus, now available on Spotify or Apple Podcast Store. Sayonara.
This podcast is proudly brought to you by My Growth Fund in partnership with Sound & Sounds Media. To have your podcast recorded, send an email to info@soundandsounds.co.za. That's info@soundandsounds.co.za.
Thank you very much, Lucy. This is so enlightening. And just like you started saying, how that many a times we do not know what we don't know. So many of us are in a system that schools us to not question, you know, question the laid down rules. And many a times we find ourselves in such situations that we're not making any progress and we just want to maintain the status quo. And why, especially if it comes from a place like Africa and the world is advancing and we're doing nothing about it. We're not joining in that movement. This was just so amazing for me. I'm tuning in from Nigeria. My name is Samo from Nigeria. So amazing. Thank you very much.
It's time to take your seat at the table. Find out how with Vusi Tembegwayo as we discuss Ideas That Matter, a catalyst for bold action.
Hello, family, and welcome to another one of the VT Podcast, where here we talk about ideas that matter. So, this week, I wanted to talk to you about quitting. 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 Do you know the lie? The lie is that winners don't quit. Let me confess it here. Winners quit. I have quit. Frankly, quite often. I quit every day. I give up every day. I question the path I have taken, the decisions I have made, and the mistakes committed along the way. Every single day. I quit. I shut my laptop, turn off the phone, cancel my remaining meetings, and literally quit. Now I know that this is not a popular message in the day of struggle porn and stoicism. We don't talk about quitting. But I want to confess to you here that I quit, and I do so often. Then I get some sleep. I wake up early in the morning. I go to the dome at 5 o'clock for a very heated pump iron session. Then I think to myself, let me do it again. Let me give it one more try. Just one more day. Let me send one more email. Let me schedule one more meeting. Just one more. That's the distance between the life you want and the life you have. Is just one more. One more email. One more cold call. One more interview. One more appointment. Just one more. So, if you're tired, tired of being strong, tired of reading motivational quotes on social media, tired of pretending like you've got it all figured out, if you're tired, I say quit. And then, wake up in the morning and give it one more try. The lie of our society today is that winners don't quit. Winners actually win because they know exactly when to quit. They know precisely when to call it quits and say enough at this instance. and try again. But what is interesting here is not just that they try again, it's that they try again more resolved, smarter. They look for a different approach. A lot of us are not actually losing. We're just perpetuating our failures. You're not losing. You're just perpetuating your failures. The difference is that you're doing the same thing, but hoping for a different result. So if you've run out of ideas, if you feel exhausted and tired, if COVID has taken your creativity, if you've tried everything you know, I say quit. And then wake up in the morning and try a different approach. Give yourself permission to be human, to say, I'm done. I've had enough. I don't want to go anymore. Then wake up the following day and try just one more time. You don't actually need the energy of all time. You just need the energy for the next time. Just one more time. One more try. One more pitch. One more meeting. One more client. One more. Just one more. And then accept this. That your job is not to win. Your job is to find the path that leads to winning. Winning is a result that happens in and of itself. It is, as Bruce Lee says, how nature takes its course. In his literature, Bruce Lee used to say, at the beginning of combat, it is not the role of the combatant to think about winning or losing. It is the role of the combatant only to let nature take its course. Because even the very instance of thinking takes your mind away from the moment. And it's the moment you want to seize. If my life has been evidence of one thing, it's been simply this, that every single time I thought I had control, I was lying to myself and to the world. When I surrendered control, certainly of the outcome, and I took control only of finding and discovering the pathway, then success happened. Success is not formulaic. What that means is, it doesn't follow that if you read an autobiography by Vusi Tembegwayo and find out how I made it, if you do the same things, those things will work. Success is not formulaic. It's based on jurisdiction, on time, on distance, on coincidence, on incidence, on luck, on a whole host of other variables, including the formula that one might share. But the formula is not collectively exhaustive. So for most of us who are looking for the formula to success, I'm telling you, you're looking for the wrong thing. What you should be looking for is discovering the pathway that leads to success, and then committing to yourself only this, that once I have found the path, I will have the fortitude to walk it. Many, by the way, discover the path. The world is littered with human beings who have discovered the path. But very few have the courage to walk it, because that pathway is lonely, it's tough, it's dangerous. You will brave ridicule and all sorts of scolding. But if you have the courage to discover the path and walk it, that path will richly reward you. Not sometimes, all the time. It will reward you and reward you richly. The question for you to ask yourself is, what are you spending your time doing now? Are you spending your time looking for the formula of success? Or are you spending your time looking for the pathway you need to walk to discover your own destiny, to find your own place of success? Study men and women the world over who have shaped the way the world works. And one of the things you recognize is that those men and women have had a singularity that holds them together. They were not obsessed with the outcome. They were obsessed with how they walked the path. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Martin Luther King, Nelson Mandela, Julius Nyerere, Patrice Lumumba, Bob Marley, even Toussaint, who freed the people of Haiti. All of them had a singular thing in common. The outcome was not as important as simply discovering the pathway. And so what I wish for you in this very short podcast this week is that you take a step back and you focus less on the outcome. Stop going onto social media and watching who's succeeding, who's winning, and who's opening a new this and a new that and buying a new this and a new that. Focus only on discovering your path. The magic of the universe is in the discovery of the path. The path will always lead to the destination. Don't worry about where it ends up. Worry simply about walking righteously. And so, friends and family, in this very short podcast this week, that's what I wanted to share with you. If you're on the brink of quitting, I say be human. Quit. Then wake up tomorrow, committed to finding one more way to discover that path. That's our podcast for this week. Be sure to send us your voice testimonials. Sayonara.
This podcast was proudly brought to you by My Growth Fund in partnership with Sound and Sounds Media. To partner with us, visit mygrowthfund.co.za or email info@mygrowthfund.co.za.